Connect on Worship Radio 247.
Indeed, it's the Hour One Nugget, and welcome to this wonderful time of worship that we're having. Not forgetting, of course, we've got some much more to come. We're going to be breaking bread in the second hour. And already I know and I can sense the power of that. 1 Peter, the third chapter, from verse 8. All this week we've been looking, first of all, at advice to wives. And then yesterday on the programme we looked at advice to husbands. And now we look at advice to whoever you are, to anyone at all. Listen to this. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted. And keep a humble attitude. Let me tell you, that is such a massive, massive verse. There is so much in there. Let me read it from the King James Version. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Beloved, Peter here is saying this is how you should be. I've looked at how wives should be, and I've given you advice about that. This is Peter talking. And then he says, okay, husbands, it was your turn next. I gave you some advice. But now I want to give everybody advice because things seem to be going wrong. So let's get this right, shall we? This is what I want you to do. Finally, this is what I want you to do. I want all of you to be of one mind. I don't want you to be of different mindsets. Peter is explaining here that he doesn't want people to be thinking one way and someone else thinking another way. You can go into many churches in this country, in the United Kingdom, certainly, and certainly in the United States as well. I've been in a few there, where you go into the church and there seems to be pockets of people. Over here, we would say they're in a kind of clique. Do you know what I mean by that? A clique. Well, if you're in a clique within the body of Christ, if you're in a clique within a church, beloved, how can you all be of one mind? Because perhaps your little clique is thinking differently from another little clique. And hence, within that church community, there is no heart purity. There is no heart together. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? There is no heart. There can't possibly be heart. And that, beloved, is what we're looking for. We're looking to be of one heart. We're looking to be of one mind. We're looking to be of one thought. That doesn't mean to say that we're robotic and we don't have a brain. Not at all. What it means is we're all going in the same direction. So how can we find that? How can we work out whether we're all of one mind? Well, first of all, if we were to be sympathetic toward each other, if one of our brothers or sisters said something, and instead of saying just, oh dear, that's really awful, but to show real compassion and real sympathy, we're getting there. We're beginning to get there. This is the biggest one. Jesus said to us that this is what we're supposed to do. Love one another as I have loved you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another as I have loved you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, let's deal with yourself first of all. If you've got a problem with that in the sense that you don't love yourself, then it is something fundamentally not right. And this needs to be sorted out. If you're not loving yourself And I'm not talking in a vain way. I'm not saying look in the mirror and say, gosh, you are just so magnificent. Look at you. No, 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 no. That's vanity. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about loving yourself. In other words, loving who you are as a person. Loving what you stand for as a person. Loving your moral attitude as a person. Loving your worth ethic as a person. All these sort of things. That is so important that we do that. Because before we can love someone else, we need to love ourselves. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Peter's saying, love each other as brothers and sisters. Really love each other. What that means, beloved, if you're listening to this radio station now and suddenly I knocked on your door and I said to you, listen, I'm a brother in Christ and I've got no money and I've got nowhere to go and I've got nowhere to lay my head and I've got no food, are you going to say, well, sorry, we can't help? Because if you do, how can I possibly be a brother? I'm talking about you treating me as though I were your real, honest-to-goodness brother. And I'm talking about me treating you as though you were my honest-to-goodness brother or sister. That's what I'm talking about. Here's the next one. Being tender-hearted. Being tender-hearted. I'm thinking, you know, I want to do a mini-series on this particular verse because it's such a big verse. I'm going to separate this and I'm going to spend one day talking about sympathy. I'm going to spend the next talking about loving one another. I'm going to spend the next day talking about being tender-hearted. And then I'm going to talk about humility. 4 or 5 days, I'm going to do a whole series on this particular verse. I'm just sensing it and feeling it now because I don't have enough time to be able to tell you what I believe God Almighty wants to tell you. So we'll separate this out into 4 parts. Sympathy, love, tenderness, and humility. That's what we're going to do. And we'll start that from Monday. But beloved, just understand this. That all of these things added together will bring you into heart unity. And if you're taking notes, I want you to underline those words, heart unity, because those words together will bring about the body of Christ, and therefore Jesus will come back for his unified bride, spotless and acceptable. Heavenly Father, I give you all the honor and all the glory for this word that you bring each day. And I give you all the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name, Lord God Almighty. And I declare that I, for one, love and adore you, Lord. Amen.
Strong. Let the poor say,